You know you belong together, little big pod forever. You're talking on air. Nathan has weird hair. From the very first moment I heard you, I never felt such emotion. From talking on air, I said no, you are there. So hold me in your arms and let me go. I wanna stay forever, closer each day. Graham and Nate.
Vote Joe Biden. Will we know when it comes out?
Probably will. Well, by the time people start get round to listen to this, we'll know. Did Joe Biden win? Or did Trump stay in power?
It's currently 11 a.m. on a Wednesday. It's cold. It's crisp outside. But let me tell you something. Vote Joe Biden.
Can't vote anymore.
You keep saying around the building, vote Donald Trump. And I think some people are looking at you thinking, are you being serious, man?
I also keep saying that masks don't work, and I think you think I'm being serious.
Well, you've said it enough times, man.
The science is there. Look into it, all right? I'm only messing masks do work. But I keep saying it, but you keep going quiet.
Yeah.
I'm concerned that you think I'm being serious.
I don't know. When you hear it enough times, you start thinking, is there a little bit of truth? I want to begin this podcast by saying thank you very much for listening. There are other podcasts out there. We're really enjoying the Tommy and Hector podcast.
No, stop.
A podcast I'm listening to at the moment, it is called Couples Quarantine. It is hosted by James Haskell, the former English rugby player.
This is what you wanted to talk about last week, but we didn't get around to it.
Yeah, and his wife, Chloe Madeley. Now, I didn't know this, but she is the daughter of Richard and Judy.
I love Richard from Richard and Judy. I can't think of his surname right now.
Madeley.
Oh yeah, Madeley. Chloe Madeley. He is so funny. He's like Alan Partridge but in real life.
Yeah, he's great fun. And that podcast, I just came across it a few weeks ago, and it's just them being a really fun couple speaking about dealing with the lockdown. They're very sexually charged. Yeah. They like to ride a lot, and fair play to them, because if you can ride a lot, why not do it?
You got me to listen to one of them. It was Jamie Lang. It's good crack. I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it.
James was telling a story about how he ate a lot of cheesecake one time and started having sex with a girl in his dead grandmother's car. Mm-hmm. But he couldn't perform because he had eaten so much cheesecake. And I just said, do you know what? This is relatable. I'm loving a little bit of this podcast. And I started from the very beginning. And you need to listen to this, okay? I'm on episode 4. I'm in my bedroom. I turn on a little bedside light. I'm doing a few weights because daddy's home. Put this in the diary. 2021, I'm going to have the fattest ass in Dundrum. I want to have a big booty. I want to get shredded
again. What size are your weights again?
5 kg.
Where did you get them again?
My brother Evan. He had some spares and he said, do you want these? And I went, 5 kg, is that all? They're very heavy. When you do the correct exercise.
Yes.
Do you know the
lifting
dumbbells
with your knob.
When you are lifting straight in front of your chest?
Yes.
Bring it down and up.
They're perfect. Yep.
Oh my God.
They're perfect. 5 kg and side raises as well.
Yeah, really hurts.
Yeah, they're good.
So I'm listening to episode 4. We're going to go to a clip here. But let me tell you something. I'd colour in my face. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I heard this, I nearly collapsed. Let's go to the clip.
Guys, that was another episode of Couples Quarantine. It's episode 4. We've got some guests coming up. We're planning. Is there any couple that you'd like us to get on the podcast? Email us cqquestions@jameshaskell.org. Please don't say Jennifer Aniston because we'll never get her because I've got a court order. I've got to stop sending her pictures.
I don't know. Did you see what happened during lockdown with those Irish radio presenters who managed after like a whole campaign of trying to get Matt Damon because his filming got shut down in lockdown in Ireland?
Yes.
I think it was Ireland, yeah, trying to get him on. He actually ended up going on the show.
Oh!
How cool is that?
It's so cool because I know that you were obsessed with this podcast before hearing that. Now, that is insane.
It's an out-of-body moment. So I then put it on my Instagram. I tagged James Haskell and Chloe Madeley. And then my DMs. The fish bit the dirty rod in the lake. And I went, oh my God.
Madeley.
Chloe Madeley saw it. She shared it on her own Instagram. And then she sent me in a voice message.
Oh my God, it was you. Congratulations. That
That was on my WhatsApp groups for a solid 2 weeks. Well done. Well done. What a campaign.
Like,
very sexy. I got aroused by it. I'm not going to lie to you.
Tell me your thought process when that came through.
I thought she wanted me to be a guest on the podcast. So I was hoping
would you
for
have gone on?
Of course.
Would you?
I would have plugged this podcast. I wouldn't have gone on with my girlfriend Becca.
Would you have?
No, I don't think I would have. I don't think Becca would have wanted to do it. She's a sweet lady. She's not smutty. She doesn't want to get involved in that. I'm fair play to her. But I would have gone
on.
I would have spilled the beans
on your relationship.
I would have thought maybe they wanted to interrogate me more about Matt Damon. I could bring out that shtick. You know, yeah. We got used to speaking about it.
Yeah,
I could bring that out again. But man, that was cool. We're a part of
it,
brother. Thank you very much.
That was you.
Graham and Nathan's Little Big Podcast. Listen to that and also listen to Couples Quarantine.
Anything else? Any other podcasts you want people to...
Well, we're loving Tommy and Hector. I don't think we're pushing it enough.
Do you know what?
It comes out on the same day as this podcast.
Listen to them before us.
Would you say that? Because then you're going to be disappointed in this episode.
Absolutely.
This could be a starter and then Tommy and Hector... And your one...
Laurita Blewett.
She is Joe Biden's cousin. Vote Joe Biden.
I haven't told you about this.
Yeah? Everything okay?
Few emails.
Oh, bloody hell yes!
Bloody hell yes! They have been stacking up for the last few weeks.
You serious?
I am super serious.
You're not messing around.
I haven't told you, because I wanted to surprise you.
How many are we talking?
We'll keep going until we have no more. What's up, guys? I'm really enjoying your podcast after I found it the other day. I'm a few episodes behind and I just found out you're looking for a listener to co-host the podcast.
I think I'm going to be sick.
I'd love to be involved. Thanks, Clemens.
Clemens?
Clemens Carme. Now, I don't know...
That's a very interesting name, Clemens.
Clemens Carme.
I feel like that's a player out of Cluedo, Professor Plum and Clemens.
Will we continue?
Let's continue.
Well, lads, another great week of podcasts, but some essential storytelling was left out.
Ah.
Vomit radiator, not a mention.
Oh, my God.
How often does something like that happen that's so momentous? And it wasn't even broken down, analysed, and the piss taken? Anyway, owner's great and probably not too interested in hearing about vomit stuck in the radiator after Nathan having a few too many. That's from Gary.
Gary, look.
So let's talk about vomit radiator.
Vomit gate. That's what it will go down in history as. It happened a few weeks ago now before lockdown. I met up with my brother Evan and my dear friend Mark. They're living together now, and also my roommate Sean. The four of us, we were around Grand Canal. It was a Saturday afternoon. Let's just say the boys, they wanted to get on it.
That was when you were in Brewdog, wasn't it?
Yeah, we went to Brewdog.
What's the story? I haven't seen it. Where exactly? How do I get there?
It's kind of confusing. Do you know the Boojum in Grand Canal?
Yep.
So let's say you have been in there and you've gotten a lovely burrito. You come out, walking out the door. You turn left.
Yeah.
And you just keep walking down there.
Airbnb offices are down the far end. Am I going that far?
Yes.
Or am I taking a left?
You're going as far as the Airbnb and then you're taking another left.
The Airbnb offices.
Yes.
You know,
I think across
from the wakeboarding place.
Yeah, you keep going down there.
Okay.
There's a lovely hotel. If you were to have an affair, you'd go there. It's called Mackenzie's. It's like it's a place set up by the Press Up Company. You know what I mean?
Places.
Sophie's, the Dean, that sort of vibe outside. Mm-hmm. So you walk by there and you take a swift left. It's dodgy. You feel like you're going to get smacked over the head with a baseball bat.
Yeah, of course.
Just seems like if you were going to get attacked, that's the sort of area. Because there's not many people there. But then out of the blue, you see this really attractive looking place, Brewdog, which is huge. Absolutely insane.
Can you see it from the Eastlink toll bridge?
I would assume you can.
So you don't know.
I haven't a clue, but I'm saying it with enough enthusiasm.
You know where the Eastlink toll bridge is?
Yes.
The bridge that connects the Three Arena.
Yeah, you actually can.
Yeah.
And the colour is striking. It's red and it's blue and it's so cool. I don't know when it was built because I actually didn't know anyone that's been there before.
Really bad marketing that we don't know about it.
I'm a big fan of the place. And when lockdown and everything is finished and we can go back inside, because it's primarily an outside area.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be the place to be.
Won't be for me.
It's going to be hopping.
Won't be for me.
Why not?
Craft beer. IPAs.
Yeah.
I need a plain lager.
We were on the white wine, and that was the problem.
Oh, there's your killer right
there. There's the hidden ingredient as to why I ended up throwing up on my radiator.
How much white wine?
I would say 4 or 5 bottles and
between
Prosecco.
You.
Yeah. Oh, and they kept coming
in. So that's
in.
A bottle each with Prosecco on top.
And I was tired that day and I didn't eat that much.
Why did you go to a place like that and only get wine?
Because we started off on wine. We went to a place beforehand. It was an Italian cafe near that Airbnb place. It was the only way we could sit outside. I think it's called Paul's Cafe. They all wanted to drink wine and I just went with it. But I'm not a huge wine drinker. My God, does it hit you. It absolutely hits you. It comes out of the blue.
My eyes start going on wine.
Yeah.
I know. Even though I usually drink it in the evening time when I'm kind of relaxing at home. If Claire comes over, we'd have wine. So I'd be kind of naturally kind of in a relaxed state.
Mm.
Your eyes would start going heavy as opposed to being out in a bright building surrounded by loads of people. So I actually would rarely drink it on night out. So I don't know what effect it would have on me now, but I know it actually, you know, it tires me. It does.
You've described how I look like when I get a bit too drunk. The eyes
Jesus.
Fall at the back
They're
of my
skull. They're in the back
of
his head. It looks like he's a dead person.
I honestly sounded, because there was a few phones, people were taking videos, Ev and Mark and all, and I sounded like I was on heroin. Honestly. I was trying
Can you tell us how that sounds?
I went, Harry and I play against Luca, Dave Van Der Beek. I don't remember any of that. I want to say a massive thank you to Sean, who at around 10 in the evening got me out of the
place.
Are
you worried because you're getting very pissed lately? Like the night of the IMRO Awards, you were pissed.
A celebration. It was a celebration.
Yeah,
it was good vibes.
Yeah, but you're on the same amount of drink as the rest of us. The same buzz.
It was the Belgian beers. Something
on
happened.
On the IMRO night.
On the IMRO night. They were roughly around...
Sorry about that. I put something in your beers.
Yeah, and I felt I was roofied. When I came home, I sat at the end of my bed and I was fine. I was drunk, but...
Time?
I'm going to say 10:45.
Nice time.
Yeah,
to be
nice time.
Home.
But you've been drinking all day from 2 in the afternoon.
Yep.
So you're feeling rough. I'm sat there. I think I'm going on Instagram to just have an old stalky poo. And then I end up projectile vomiting onto the ground and into my radiator.
Oh my God.
Now, I don't remember this, but apparently then I walk into Sean's room and I say, I need you to come here. And Sean follows me and I point to the sink and fair play to Sean, he cleans it up.
Ah, you sicko.
But he didn't clean the radiator. Soon I found early in the morning when the heating came on, it smelled so bad. And I didn't want to have to tell this story. I tried to protect you.
Gary
wanted this. But guys, I can tell you, I gave it as good a clean as I can and it's okay now.
So... Gary knows about this because we talked about it on Fully Charged. It's funny that you wouldn't talk about it on Little Big Podcast, but we talked about it on The Breakfast Show, where we have to be more careful of what we say.
I have too much respect for the Little Big Podcast listener.
So, Nathan's, if you look at your radiator now, if it's one near you, you might have a radiator which is just a radiator and then you can get into the back. But Nathan has a cover on his.
Yeah.
So, and it's got the grill on top, which means you can't get behind it. Now, you could have taken it off, but how did you actually get in behind you? We got a few tips and tricks from people on the show about pouring water down the end, and that should bring the vomit down to the bottom of the floor.
Look, let me tell you something. I'm no connoisseur about sick, but
Absolutely.
This was a thick one because pizzas were had during
actually, my stomach just went really
And I
weird
think
there.
I had a bowl of olives as well. Never good. I have very ladylike hands. People have described it in the past as
penis.
Bill Clinton hands.
Oh,
Bill Clinton
wandery.
Had no, not wandery. he had very soft ladylike hands.
Oh,
apparently,
yeah.
He was quite a selfless lover,
and that's why he kept on touching people.
Well,
look, I want you to feel my hands
Monica,
on your skin.
Monica Lewinsky,
yeah.
Come here. I managed to jam my right hand underneath the grate.
Yeah.
So do you know? I didn't have to unscrew it. And I could, with a Dettol wipe, we're not sponsored by Dettol.
Gee, I'd love to be.
Hard to say. Really
Dettol.
Rammed it
not
down.
Really.
But there was a lot of sick behind the radiator. That was the tricky thing. So I got a toothbrush. And
okay.
I was using that as a small brush. You know what I'm getting at?
Yeah.
And I just really tried to throw it down as was covered in water to knock the sick off.
If you didn't like that story, blame Gary.
Gary... You ask, you receive.
Next up, we keep moving. Hi, Graham and Nathan. Firstly, I would just like to say I love the podcast, and it's one of the first podcasts I recommend to people, as is probably my favourite to listen to.
Holy cow.
That's all we want is people to recommend, and then they will judge you for the rest of your life. But it's okay, because you're one of us. I worked as a postwoman during the summer, and listening to your podcast made my work days a lot easier, as listening to music every day can get very boring. Thank you very much. I don't like listening to music when I run.
It depends what music.
Because I don't love running, but I always count the songs, because generally songs are between like 2 minutes 50 and 3 minutes 30, and I'm counting the songs, and I go, oh.
That is fair, but would you honestly listen to this running? I'd find it kind of distracting, this podcast.
I'd listen to this running because you can kind of get lost in the stupidness of the conversation.
So just imagine I'm running right now. Do you have anything to say to
Watch
me?
Out! Watch out!
No, kind of motivate me. I want to give up.
I'm coming behind you.
Who's behind me?
I'm coming. You better run faster.
Okay, I don't think that's motivating.
I'm watching you.
That isn't motivating. That's
I'm coming.
Oh my god.
I'm closer. I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you.
Was that the email? Just a thank
I've
you.
I've always gone back and forth on the idea of emailing and asking to be a guest on the podcast.
Jesus, we're going to have a lot of guests, and I like it, because let me tell you something about the other guests. The well is drying up.
Since you first mentioned it a few months back, and I was hesitant emailing this today, but then I thought, why not?
Why not?
Anna says you miss 100% of the chances you don't take. I'm not sure if you've already chosen someone to be a guest yet, but I would love the opportunity to come on and chat with you guys about anything and everything. All the best, Anna. Absolutely, Anna.
We're going to get Anna on.
Initially, we were saying, do you know what? We'll get one guest on. But because we're in lockdown and we can't do anything, so we don't have that many stories to be talking
about. And it's
about.
Nice to hear
it is.
About who actually listens to the podcast. Yeah. I'll be honest with you.
Look, Nathan, if you can't come on here and be honest, what the hell can
I
you
don't
do?
Want to offend anyone, but the people that listen to this podcast, I would have thought,
they're
I
nuts.
Never want to see them. They belong in cages. They should be fed raw meat. I don't trust them. I probably have nothing in common with them. When we chatted to Cormac last week, Cormac Curtin, a gent. A lovely man, a person we would have befriended in school.
My sister messaged, she goes, what a sweet little guy.
Is Rebecca listening?
Rebecca listens every day.
Rebecca?
Every week.
I would love to do a podcast with Rebecca. What was it like growing up with Graham? If we can't be self-indulgent, where can we be?
What was it like fighting in the back of the car every time we went on family holidays?
What was it like? We will get people on to co-host the podcast.
Don't you worry.
I know we had Cormac last week. We might give it a little break, but we will be back.
A little break, maybe. Subject, scare.
Oh.
Hey guys, long-time listener, and also your fan from Longitude. Yes. When DJ Quench, my alter ego was DJing at Longitude, there was a person in the front row holding up their phone.
Oh, I remember.
With Graham and Nathan's Little Big Podcast. It was the highlight of my set.
What's her name?
Nicole Hughes.
Nicole. I actually was thinking about that recently, because I was the hype man and you were DJing.
Yeah.
I had nothing to do.
Yeah.
And then it was like seeing your father come in when you're performing a play and you didn't expect to see him.
Didn't expect it. You thought he was away on a business trip.
Having that affair that everyone knows.
Yeah. Just emailing to say, I was not expecting the dog noises out of Graham. Oh, yes.
Can you give the dog noise?
No, I actually can't, because my throat is very sore. You know I would. And hold me to it, I'll do it next week. But my throat, I've spoken and I've laughed a lot.
Do you want to teach me how I can do it? Maybe I could.
You have to go deep in the back of the throat. Go.
Oh,
wait. But you got to go. You got to force it out.
Do you want me to do it?
If you want. Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so give me a bit more.
I actually can't. My throat isn't in great shape.
So I have to do it deeply.
And scream, but scream from you're literally inside your throat.
Am I breathing in?
Breathing out. You sound like you're dying. You sound like someone's trying to strangle you.
My throat's a bit sore.
It's so sore. Do it once more. Okay, that's kind of scary.
Jesus.
You sound like a zombie dog or something.
Scared myself.
And it scared the living daylights out of me while I was on the Lewis. Safe to say, I jumped out of my seat. That's what I want to hear.
That's what we want to hear. People riding the Lewis while listening to this podcast.
Also a question. I now listen to the podcast on Spotify. I used to listen on iPhone podcast app. Yep. Is it only possible to rate the show on the podcast app? Keep up the good work.
Jeez, I wouldn't know.
Spotify are investing a lot
In Joe Rogan.
In Joe Rogan, I have a shitload.
And we've heard nothing from them.
Oh, I must check something. They're investing a lot in their podcast. They're now doing charts as well. They weren't doing charts before. I presume it's only a matter of time. If not, let me see. Can I?
I'd love to know where we are in the charts.
I believe it'll be only a matter of time before you can start rating on Spotify. We'll go with this.
Do we know, has our listenership figures gone up or down?
They stay around a constant.
Stagnant.
But that's good.
Consistent.
No, but it's better than I thought they were going
to be. Better than nothing. So thank you.
I can't figure it out yet, but if they do.
You have shares in Spotify.
I was just going to check.
How is that doing?
So if you know, I like this because whenever Spotify do something, I can't remember his name, but he listens to the podcast. I think it's Ben. I'm pretty sure it's Ben. Messaged me every time something happens on Spotify. He goes, good day for the shares. Yes.
So how did you do the shares?
During lockdown.
It's on Revolut, isn't it?
During lockdown, I noticed that Spotify were buying up a lot of podcasts. So they had signed Michelle Obama. They bought Joe Rogan from the 1st of January. He's going to go exclusive to Spotify, which is going to be massive. And I was like, Spotify are getting big. During the lockdown, me and my roommate Coxie were always talking about stocks and shares. We don't really have a clue what we're talking about. But I was always like, I'd like to get into it. So we said, let's do it together. So we went on to Revolut, because you can easily do it on Revolut. And we bought one share in Spotify. At the time, I think it was ranging. Coxie bought it a few days before me, so got a couple of dollars cheaper. I believe it was, we'll call it $180.
Mm.
I'm going to check it now to see what it's worth.
Would you advise any of our listeners?
I can't advise because I don't know. Well, you see, it jumped up so much in the next week and then plateaued. I bought at the perfect time.
And was this just before Spotify announced that they were working with Joe Rogan?
No, it was just after. So then I was like, Spotify are making moves here.
And I don't know, you listening, if you've come across Joe Rogan recently, the podcast. It's very cool to listen to on Spotify because it also shows the video. Technology, yeah. Man. It's crazy.
Okay, boom. Okay. Around 6 months ago is when I bought. So it was in the first lockdown, about March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October. Yeah, so this is the last 6 months of where it's gone. So I bought at about $180 6 months ago. It went to a high of $291.
Get
so
out.
That's $110.
Opt out.
Then it dropped to $240.
Damn it.
Then it went up to $287.
Yeah, baby.
That was about a week ago. And now it's down to 236.
Can you get out whenever?
I can sell now, but I'm going to wait till the new year when Joe Rogan goes exclusive. I'm hoping then it should hit the 300s and then I'm going to pull out. I'll try and get as close to 300 as I can and then I'm out.
Do you hear this? This man, money making machine. You know it? You know the stocks?
I know the stocks.
Vote Joe Biden.
I don't know the stocks. Something happened to me yesterday.
Yeah, everything okay, man?
And I was very conscious about it because it wasn't a Sophie's choice, but it was kind of along those things where I had the opportunity. I had to be careful, but I also had to help somebody. This isn't funny at all.
It could be funny, though.
This isn't funny.
Now, could I make this funny with sound effects?
No, I wouldn't want you to do that now.
Would you not?
Because I really wouldn't.
You don't want to cheapen it.
This isn't up there with Nick Kay killing a dog.
Oh, Christ.
But it's kind of like, it's in that wheelhouse. I've used the word wheelhouse 3 times today on the show. Someone was in a bit of distress and I had to figure out whether or not I could help them. Usually I would have.
Why wouldn't you help them?
Because I had to go beside them and had to touch something that belonged to them.
Oh, and we're in a pandemic.
Yeah. So it was a big thing.
Well, there goes my laugh track.
So.
Oh, I might put a laugh track in. That'd be good.
I went down to the park yesterday because I'm doing my rehab on my quad. So it means I have to do some sprints. So I was in Deer Park near Mount Merion, we'll call it, near Clonsky. I had my boots on and I was on the football pitch there and I was just sprinting lengths. And there was nobody down there. It was pure empty, barred this one woman. And I'd say she was in her late 60s, we'll say. And I'm going to be completely honest here. I'm not going to sugarcoat this. So she was sitting on a bench where I'd already changed my shoes and my socks. I'd been down there for about 20 minutes at the stage and I had one more length up and down to do. I could see the corner of my eye. She started standing up looking at me and she starts walking towards me. I had my headphones on and they're noise cancelling headphones. So I kind of flipped off one ear so I could just see what was happening. Naturally, I didn't want her to come towards me. That was my honest thing. I wanted to stay by myself. I don't want anyone coming near me.
Did you think that she was a fan of the Little
Big
Podcast?
No, because she was in her late 60s, early 70s.
Well, that's who I think her demographic is.
And she was walking over towards me and she had a mask underneath her chin.
You're funny.
What are you laughing at? This isn't funny.
Oh, this is
good. This isn't funny.
This is funny.
This bit isn't funny.
No, we're about to get to... Right, turn up the volume, because this is freaking really, hilarious.
This is pretty sad.
Oh, can't wait for
she
this.
She came to me, and she's like, excuse me, excuse me. And I was like, the thing is, you don't even know this story.
No, this is good.
So you're going to feel bad now.
No, this is some good stuff. You said before the podcast, I have a hilarious anecdote.
It's not, actually.
Come on now.
So she came up to me.
This is the punchline. If anyone's studying comedy, comedians...
You're going to feel so bad after
comedians need to have punchlines. And they need to leave a gap after they say the punchline for laughter.
No.
Because that allows you to know... That allows you to know that it's funny.
I'm taking no responsibility for this. If someone takes offence to this story now, it's all Nathan's
fault. Why would you take offence to it? It's a hilarious story.
So she came up to me and she was like, I really need to ring my doctor. Can you help me? What are you laughing at? Now, I bet you feel bad.
Is that the...
It's not a punchline.
I thought that was a punchline. You left a massive gap afterwards.
Didn't. You probably just put a gap in there. So, I had to stand there while this woman, and not going to lie, she was a bit scatty brain, if that makes sense. And she had a new phone, she was telling me, and I was keeping my distance. And she was like, I don't know how to do it. And I was like, just show me what you're doing on your phone, as I stood away, and I was trying to look at her phone. And she was like, I don't know what to do. So I had to kind of stand there and kind of tell her what to do, but she couldn't understand what I was doing. And I was like, do I just grab the phone off her and do it for her? Or do I stand back because we're in a pandemic? And all this is going through my head. And what's going through my head is, so you know when you say your life flashes before your eyes? Boom, 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 boom. Well, about 1,000 images started going through my head. So I was trying to weigh up the options. So I was like, do I just say to the woman, I'm really sorry, I can't actually go near you touch your phone because we're in a pandemic and I don't know where you've been or if you're sick or anything like that. Or do I go, this woman needs help, I need to help her. Now, she's not like crying or falling over the place. She was just going, I really need help. I need to ring
the
doctor.
Gotta help the person.
So all I was thinking about is, right, what can I do? I can grab her phone and touch minimal amount as I can and type and... figure out where the keyboard is.
Are you scared of giving her the virus? Or
I'm scared of both.
All right.
I don't know if I have it. I'm scared of taking it off her, if I give it to her. But then I'm thinking, look, if I'm in a shop, she's in a shop that I'm in a shop, and she picks up a carton of milk and then puts it down, and I don't know where, and I come and I pick up the carton of milk, is that kind of the same thing? And I'm doing it all the time. So all I need to do is do this, take it from, stand away from her, give it back, and then go and sanitize my hands.
Yeah.
That's what I had to do.
Did you do it?
So I got it, I got the phone, I stood back and I was like, what's the number? Put in the number, do you know the name? So I had to save the number in the phone and then I gave it back to her and she was very grateful. She went back and
did
she
you
sat
ring
down.
The doctor?
No, I just saved the number in the phone and then I handed it over to her and I was like, right, just press that button then. And then I was like, oh crap, I've got no sanitizer with me.
So what do you do?
So I was like, I was consciously not touching as many things as I could. I got in the car and then
How did you get into the house?
I opened
Climb
the door.
Through the windows.
I opened the door with my elbow, sanitized my hands, washed my hands, went out, got the wipes, went into my car, sanitized everything I touched. Even though the amount of things you're touching anyway, but that was just because it was such a moment.
Man, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of what you did.
I'm not proud if I have COVID now and I give it to you.
No, it's good that you helped her.
No, of course I was going to help her.
You gotta help her.
Of course I was going to help her, but I was like, I would have loved to have helped her by standing far apart and then talking her through how to do it, but I couldn't figure out her phone by looking at it. I had to touch it myself.
Fair play for bringing that entertaining and humorous story onto the podcast.
It wasn't. Do you know what as well? Having a conversation there. Christmas is a huge topic of conversation in my WhatsApp group with my lads.
Merry Christmas, by the way.
With the Lewsburg lads. Huge tradition is that we go to the pub for the majority of the Christmas week. Small town, so we all live near the pub. We all go meet there. And we might go, we'll go out drinking on the 23rd, we'll go drinking on the 24th, we'll go drinking on the 26th, probably go drinking on the 27th. You know,
you're a fan of the gargle, you like the pint of the black stuff.
I actually amn't a huge fan of the gargle. I'm a fan of
camaraderie.
And you know, you don't see these people, you don't see some of them for the full year. It's the only time of year you'll get to see them.
Especially in this lockdown.
So every night we're looking at the case numbers, and of course any case number is a bad case number for people getting COVID. But the trajectory we're on right now is
going down, isn't it?
It's going down. like a week or so ago, we had like, what, 1,200 cases?
Yeah.
Last night we had
300.
So it's good. Everyone's doing the right thing. And we're saying, lads, the Christmas pints, you can taste them. You can taste them already. Now, the thing about where I live in Lewisburg is, we're currently in level 5. We got to get to level 2 before we can have a pint in Lewisburg, because nowhere has a beer garden.
You have no seat outside.
Now, we can go to Westport.
Surely Mossy's has a few.
Mossy has a few, but he won't open for the seats. Now, we can go to Westport, which is 20 minutes away, but that's going to be a whole rigmarole. We'll have to organise a taxi, but taxis won't work because of what's going on. So we'll have to get lifts. So we're all nearly 30. And we'll have to be asking our parents to bring us a lift home. So
nothing wrong with that, no shame.
No shame, but it's kind of a pain in the arse.
It's embarrassing getting drunk and being collected by your parents as you're sitting in the back.
Yeah.
Playing with your father's hair. Like the back of his head as he's driving and he tells you to stop.
So we're just discussing all this and then I go, we're going to so another big thing is we all go to, it's called Midnight Mass. Now you're a Protestant, so you probably don't have
How
this.
Dare you speak about my religion? Yes.
And, but us Catholics, we go to a thing called Midnight Mass. Now it usually was on midnight, going into Christmas Day, but it's not on midnight anymore. It's 7, it's 7:30 in Lewisburg. So the thing would be, we'd all go to Mass. I sit top right of the church. John Salmon sits a few seats back on the left hand side. Brian sits about 10 rows behind me. Then Stephen sits about 4 rows and his family behind Brian. And then Alan sits at the back left.
Is it designated seats?
Not designated seats, but every family has their area. Like, you go into Mass, and for the long Mass, it's actually strange now when you say it, you go to the same seat all the time. The families sit in the exact same area of the church every time they go to Mass.
Do something for me. This year, sit in Brian's family.
Oh, that area. Would be a big dick
Mix
move.
It up. Mix it up.
I can't, because it doesn't work like that.
All right.
I'm the furthest one above, so I walk in, I get to nod to everybody as I'm walking, because I walk from the side porch, which is the top of the church, walking down. You give the nod to the boys.
You don't want to forget your nod.
So what would happen is we'd all go to Mass, and then...
Are you having drinks before it?
No drinks before it. All the lads go to the pub afterwards. My mam works as the secretary, what the hell is she called?
Secretary?
No, the sacristan in the church. When she opens, she closes, she cleans up, she gets it ready for the next day. So it's a big Mass, a lot of people there. So all the family, me, Rebecca, Dad, we all help out, we do our bit. But I was saying, this year I'm not going to be doing that. I said to the boys, this year after Mass,
drinks in the gaff,
we leave straight after communion. It gives us a 10 minute head start on everybody else that's waiting for full Mass. Because we got to get in only 3 pubs in Lewisburg. There's not going to be enough room in there for everybody. We leave straight after communion.
Can you call ahead? Leave an area for
There's not going to be any booking. Brian messaged back. He goes, there won't be any Mass this year if you want to get a seat. We can't go to Mass.
Oh, like you can't go to Mass?
If we go to Mass, we're not going to get into the pub afterwards.
Okay.
And I go, how am I going to tell Mammy O'Toole that I ain't going to Christmas Mass when I'm home? It's not even about religion, it's about being seen. Oh. It's about being seen. You got to be seen. The family has got to be together. And then Brian texts back and he goes, no, Graham, there will be no Mass. You can't have a full church of people this year.
Brian, you beautiful bastard.
Now, Mass is a beautiful thing for people who are into it. Absolutely. But I'm telling you, we get to go to the pub really early this year.
When will you find out?
Let me check the restrictions here, actually. Because if we're not going to go to level 1, the Irish...
If you're listening to this right now and you don't know, we're currently living in a global pandemic. The year is 2020. But don't you worry.
Okay, let's go images.
There will be no Mass
here we go.
This year.
Okay.
No Mass.
Indoor events. Here we go. Level 2. 50, but up to 100 in larger venues. So they're not going to be able to fit over 50 people.
Yes.
It's going to be no Mass.
The boys are getting liquored
obviously,
up.
Obviously, we'll put it on our phone.
Because
they'll be on a bar in the pub in Mossy's.
You're not an animal. Here, I want to touch on something I did last Friday that was very big for me and especially my family. I haven't touched on my knee at all recently enough, but we're in a good place.
Good.
I'm getting there. I'm not walking with a limp like John Wayne anymore.
Excellent.
I had to go on the Red Line Lewis on Friday at 12 o'clock. And let me tell you something. I, Nathan Jeremiah O'Reilly, I've lived in a South Dublin bubble some time.
You've lived in a bubble.
And I'm not going to deny that bubble. I'm aware that I'm in a bubble. I can see the bubble. I'm more of a Green Line Lewis man.
Have you ever been on the Red Line?
I have been.
What,
okay?
Down to the Point?
To the Point or Smithfield. That's where you'll find me. The Point or Smithfield and Houston. I tell a lie. Whenever we went down to your place in Mayo, I rode it, baby. I rode it to Houston. Yeah.
Why?
I would get on and I
would... Oh, sorry, no, you have been. Sorry, you've been down to a few times.
A few times. I was nervous because I hadn't been on the Red Line for many, many years. And you hear stories, of course you do. You hear that it's a bit rowdier than the Green Line. Yeah. And I have gotten soft in my old age. Yeah. Where I'm living, the community...
There'd be no pesto on the Red Line.
Gated community. Yeah, I was thinking, well, somebody hand me out some tapenade.
Yeah.
Maybe some hummus.
Some
Tapenade. It's tapenade? Something with black olives. See, you don't even know. I know that stuff. How do I know it? Because I'm in a bubble.
Yeah.
Friday morning, I'm thinking, Nathan?
Yeah.
You're going to have to be on this Red Line. You have to get off at the second last stop. That is Tala Hospital. That is a long journey.
Okay.
I'm going to be on that Red Line, Lewis, for nearly 40 minutes.
It's great mode of transport.
Fantastic. But I said, you need protection. You need to look after yourself. You need to blend in with the
crowd.
Bring
a few condoms.
Don't be wearing dubs. Don't be asking for the tapenade. Dress like the people of Ireland. So I wore a nice Nike tracksuit. I wore some Nike shoes. I had the face mask on.
Yeah, yeah.
Was I going to bring my expensive headphones?
Absolutely.
Hell no.
Oh no, okay.
The only...
So someone yanked it off the back of your head.
The only issue with my attire was I was wearing a leather-bound satchel.
Oh. Now they'll smell you.
They're going to smell it, of course.
And
they'll
smell the leather. And they go, what could I get for that?
I'd watched a few scenes on YouTube of Love Hate.
Nidge. Alright, Nidge. I'm not a fucking rat. I was getting myself, you're rat.
You're rat. So I get on Abbey Street. Okay?
I'm on. Outside Eurosaver.
Yeah.
Or the 2 euro shop. Big crowd always amassed there, isn't there?
When I cross over the bridge to the north side, I think, okay.
Come on!
It's a different vibe. Different vibe.
You have to cheer yourself up.
Don't be staring at people into their eyeballs. Keep the head down, keep it low. No one will mess with you.
So I'm walking by. Just how would you greet me? Harry?
Harry?
How was that crack?
That's a crack, man. I'm going to fucking...
You fucking... That's a nice leather bag you got down there, what?
Yeah, I fucking robbed it, me and the boys, Budgie.
Who?
Budgie.
Where are you from? You seem like a posh prick. What are you fucking laughing at? Stop fucking laughing at me. You laughing at me, face?
No, I'm not fucking
laughing. You laughing at me?
Hey,
don't
mate,
fuck me.
Mate, here, look. I have a fucking bag here. I robbed it. Do you want to take some stuff as well from it? Look, there's a fucking jar of tapenade. Do you know what this is?
You fucking smashed that on the ground.
It's made of
I bet you wouldn't smash that on the ground because you'd be too afraid you'd miss it, what?
I don't want to fucking smash it. It's
expensive. Just get out and smash
it. Look, this is an expensive jar of tapenade.
I fucking knew it, boys.
Guys! Get on Jervis Street or Abbey Street. And do you know, I'm going to put myself out there and say... It was a very enjoyable journey.
Good, you really opened your eyes. You have to see there's more out there than bloody wine and cheese shops.
You leave my old jobs alone. They're good. I have to say, it's great fun on the Lewis. It's a different vibe. There was one man that came on. He's like, Stacey, I'm fucking telling you, okay? I put the photo on Facebook. She's not fucking with me. I'm with you. No, I'm not fucking deleting it. I put it up a few hours ago. Look, Stacey, I'll put a picture of us on. Will you fucking relax? God,
these boys always have so many girls on.
Yeah, they are good with women. And I was thinking, oh, Stacey would not like me.
No.
Stacey would be a lady. Do you know when you just see people and you think, that time when I was single and I'd be in nightclubs and you're in your early 20s and you're trying to talk to the opposite sex.
Yeah.
And hopefully you'll get to kiss them at the end of the night.
Yeah.
You can just sense we have nothing in common, mm-hmm. and you're not going to like my chat. My chat will be, hey, who's your favourite member out of One Direction? What?
Mine would always be, do you know what time the club closes at?
Oh.
And they go, like half two. And I go,
can I shift?
Yeah. No, go away. I go, cool.
Cool. Well, I'm going to be standing on the dance floor. Yeah,
I'll be the one staring at you with the drink in my hand by myself.
There were certain Lewis stops that I wasn't even aware of.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be embarrassed.
Don't be embarrassed.
I hope.
No, the thing about this, you're being open and you realise that you have to open your eyes.
You
and
do.
This was an eye-opening experience at 29.
A stop called Fatima.
Yes.
I honestly thought I was having a stroke when I heard, the next stop is Fatima. How long have I been on this Lewis for? Am I in fucking Ethiopia? Fatima. What? Can you tell me, where did this name of that stop, where does it come from?
What did they say?
Fatima.
The Fatima Mansions, isn't it?
Yeah, people kept saying, look, you know the Fatima Mansions. What? I don't know Fatima, let alone a Fatima mansion. Is it like the Playboy mansion with Hugh Hefner, but there is a person called Fatima?
Let's have a look where Fatima is.
It's a great name.
It is.
I live in Fatima.
Fatima Lewistop.
A one-way ticket to Fatima, please. I want to say it was a very enjoyable experience.
I'm happy for you. You need to see more of the city.
Different stops. Black Horse.
Yeah.
Did I tell you? Fatima.
Bluebell.
Bluebell. I do remember Bluebell. It was coming back to me
football.
Because I did play football and I used to play around these neck of the woods. I just don't loiter around Bluebell anymore. But after spending a day being on that red line, Lewis, because I went to Talla Hospital and then I went back on and I rode that bad boy out to Jervis Street.
When did you go back? Did you not get a taxi?
No.
You went back into town?
Back into town.
Absolutely ridiculous decision.
I went back into town.
That is a ridiculous decision.
No, sir, because I rewarded myself with a boojum. And I ate too quickly and I felt very sick. I was going to throw up on that radiator
where
again.
Where did you get the boojum?
On Georgia Street.
And where did you eat it?
I ate it walking.
Nathan.
I looked like such a fucking...
With the bowl?
I didn't have the bowl. I had the burrito. I ate it by a bin on South King
Nathan.
Street. And my beard's growing out and there was stuff. And it fell
Nathan,
on my...
You represent me.
Yeah, I didn't look great. Okay, I'll be the first one to say
and
that.
And you're so... You stand out so...
People
so
were
big.
Looking at
you're
me.
You're so big.
Why can't I eat a burrito by the bin? They don't tell you that when you get into media. Don't be doing that.
There was a chorus there.
Before I go, I want to say that when I got on the green line to get off at Bilali, after my day on the red line, I said, I can't relate to this green line anymore.
Green line... Muck.
The red line has toughened me up.
Good.
And when I was on the green line, I went, well, thank God I brought these headphones.
Yeah.
Because now I can listen to music. Because I didn't in the red line. And that was because I wanted to show the red line respect.
No, it's because you were afraid.
I was so fucking afraid. I was so scared.
You have to go. When do you have to go to the physio again?
I have to go in a month's time.
Are you going to take the Lewis?
I'm going to take the red line. And I'm going to say, Daddy's home.
Are you going to wear your headphones?
No. No, they're nice headphones.
GrahamandNathan@gmail.com. How nice was it to hear from you? It was lovely.
I'm blown away by the emails. Thank you so much. You didn't have to do it.
Look, it means a lot to us.
I've never really done that for a podcast before. So you doing it, getting up off your derriere and actually typing out a nice email, even if you don't like us, send us an email.
Say it.
Get it off your chest. You'll feel better.
Here we go. Thank you.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation.